The U.S. was criticized for doing nothing during the Rwandan genocide. To find out what the U.S. and other nations are doing about Sudan, Day Today's Alex Chadwick talked with California Republican Congressman Ed Royce. Royce is chair of the Africa Subcommittee of the House International Affairs Committee.
Congressman Royce, if these refugees are looking for help from the United States, what is the United States doing?
Well, Alex, one of the things we've done here in Congress is to pass the Sudan Peace Act that allows for the Sudanese government to be sanctioned if it is not negotiating in good faith. I am going to be holding a hearing this week, and we're taking down the names of those who are committing these war crimes within the government of Sudan itself, within Khartoum. We're collecting the names of those responsible for war crimes. And at the same time, of course, we're pushing not only for these sanctions, which are going to be applied against the regime in Khartoum, but we are also going to seize the assets here in the United States of those in that government. We're going to put on personal sanctions against those who are carrying out these atrocities. And we are trying to move the United Nations to adopt a resolution with a finding that this constitutes ethnic cleansing or genocide. We're trying to push Kofi Annan to adopt this resolution so that we can bring the international community together against the Khartoum regime and force its hand.
Now, the Congressional Black Caucus is holding an event this evening in which its members will be signing a petition asking the U.S. government to declare this genocide. Why is it that the word genocide is so important to people here?
There is a great moral distinction here. And especially 10 years after Rwanda, when we see the beginnings of a similar genocide, we need to speak out. It's ethnic cleansing, and I'd just like to explain that not only are concentration camps being set up with no humanitarian access, but the agricultural production is being destroyed, and those people who try to leave those camps in search of food or water are either executed if they're men, or they're often raped and branded if they're women. This is clearly ethnic cleansing, and it is the beginning of a genocide.
Congressman, you're the chair of the Africa Subcommittee of the House International Relations Committee. You're in a powerful position. When people turn to you and say, look, why don't you stop this? Why don't you fix it? What's your response?
We have moved legislation on Darfur, on this specific bill. So we are moving not only on behalf of legislation affecting the United States, but we are also pressing our friends in the United Nations. And I must tell you, at this point, we have not been able to get the support from the UN in order to move in concert, and from Kofi Annan in particular. So this is another area where we're exercising diplomacy. I just sent him a letter the other day on this very issue. And at the same time, we're also trying to get access to what I call these concentration camps, these areas on the ground where the government in Khartoum are not allowing the U.S. or international NGOs to have access.
Do you mean that a person like yourself in a position of power that you hold, you can't call up the government of Sudan and say, look, I want to send an investigator over there and go look at these camps, and if you don't agree to that, you're not getting any U.S. aid, your life is going to be pretty miserable, and we're going to try to hunt you down as a war criminal?
Well, that is exactly what we're saying. We're going to hunt you down as a war criminal. And at the same time, what the government of Khartoum is saying is this is an internal matter. We are not going to allow anyone in. And what is unusual here is that other Arab governments and African governments, for whatever reason, are supporting Khartoum in this and not supporting the United States in our effort to force an opening and an ability for humanitarian workers to get in there and to begin to feed this population. So we are at a point of confrontation right now with that government in Khartoum.
And what do you think is going to happen?
The United States should withhold its support here in support of any foreign policy activity on the part of that Khartoum government until it acquiesces and until it allows humanitarian workers in, and until it goes after the Janjaweed, these marauders who, with the support of that government, are carrying out these genocidal acts.
Republican Ed Royce, chair of the House Subcommittee on Africa of the House International Relations Committee. Thank you very much for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Alex, good to be with you.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.